Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include how a hair bleach chemical could save the lives of millions of Broadland fish. And a robber is jailed for 8 years. But there is a new debate over city centre cycling.
Moves to allow cyclists to ride in more pedestrianised city centre streets at any time of day has sparked debate over the merits of the change. At the moment, cyclists are not permitted to ride down a string of streets such as Gentleman's Walk, Davy Place and White Lion Street between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and not allowed down the likes of London Street or Lower Goat Lane at all. But amid confusion with different restrictions in different streets, the City Council has been consulting over changes. One option would allow cyclists to ride down time-restricted streets like Gentleman's Walk in the daytime. The other option would retain such restrictions, but would allow cyclists to go down currently off-limits streets, such as Lower Goat Lane and London Street, between 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. The council says accidents between pedestrians and cyclists are very rare in pedestrianised areas, and the proposals are in line with Department for Transport recommendations. But civic watchdog the Norwich Society has concerns. Vice Chairman Paul Burrell, in the Society's submission to the council, said, "While we agree that a uniform system would be ideal, we do not think that it is appropriate in the particular circumstances of Norwich City Centre, where the width of pedestrianised streets varies so much and where some of the most narrow streets are also those that are well used in the evenings. We also take the view that there is no fundamental reason why people cycling into the city centre should be treated differently to motorists once they enter the pedestrianised area, and suggest that normally cyclists should walk with their bikes rather than ride. However, the proposals were welcomed by the Norwich Cycling Campaign. They say it would bring to an end confusing regulations in the city centre, with people not clear where and when cycling is and is not allowed."
Crime is rising on the region's railways, new figures reveal. But police say your chances of becoming a victim still remain low. British Transport Police say some 52,235 crimes were committed across the network in 2016-17, an increase of 7.22% nationally. In its eastern division, which covers Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, Essex and Hertfordshire, there were 9,747 offences, an increase of 6.84%. The biggest increase was in the so-called line of route offences, involving trespass on the railway, which went up from 140 in 2015-16 to 207 last year, a rise of 47.86%. British Transport Police Chief Constable Paul Crowther said despite the general upward trend, crime had fallen historically, and the chances of the average passenger becoming a victim remained low.
Football fans have paid tribute to a Norwich City fan who lost his battle with cancer by taking part in a minute's applause. Supporters of both Norwich City and Queen's Park Rangers took part in the poignant applause in memory of Stephen Taylor at 38 minutes into the match at Carrow Road. Mr. Taylor, aged 38, died after a 9-week fight with bowel cancer. The Sprouston-born Navy technician, who travelled from Cornwall to watch his beloved football team play at Carrow Road, has left £10,000 for the Brickmakers Pub to distribute among its chosen charities. Nev Townsend, chairman of the Forces 2 Canaries Group, said Mr. Taylor was very popular and very sociable. He added, It just stunned us all when the news broke that he had been diagnosed.
A robber who claimed he was armed with a gun and threatened to shoot a terrified female shop worker during a raid at a supermarket in Aylsham has been given an 8-year extended sentence by a judge who said he posed a significant risk. Barry Massey, 36, went to Tesco's lottery and cigarette kiosk, wearing a hood as a disguise, and told the 18-year-old's assistant that he wanted as much money as possible from the till. Norwich Crown Court heard. Martin Ivory, prosecuting, said Massey threatened the shop worker by saying, "I have a gun. I will shoot you." He said the frightened assistant pressed a panic alarm and Massey grabbed the till. But as he was leaving the store, he was tackled by a male Tesco worker, helped by members of the public who managed to hold him until police arrived.
For children in Norwich, the last 2 days of the 6-week break were filled with hammers and nails as they found themselves busy building houses. The 38 children have been taking part in a project run by Norfolk Youth Projects and its Dutch partner, Highwood International Projects. The Children's Village scheme has seen youngsters up to the age of 12 build small houses out of wooden pallets at Catton Grove Primary School, which they slept in for the night.
Millions of fish deaths caused by toxic algal blooms could be prevented by a household chemical, best known for bleaching hair, breakthrough research has revealed. The discovery follows an investigation led by a team of scientists at Norwich's John Innes Centre and the University of East Anglia, aimed at finding a cost-effective solution to a persistent problem that threatens the 100 million angling economy of the Broads.
A charity which fights for children's welfare says reports of neglect have reached record numbers across Norfolk. The NSPCC refers an average of 5 reports of child neglect every week to the county's police and social services. But in 2016-17, its helpline dealt with 280 reports after calls or emails from worried adults, the highest number the charity has handled in Norfolk, and a 23% rise on last year. There were another 22 contacts requesting advice about a child possibly facing neglect during the year, up from 19 in 2015-16. Peter Wanless, NSPCC Chief Executive, said, "Neglect can have severe and long-lasting consequences for children and can also be an indicator of other forms of abuse. This is why it is so important for anyone suspecting a child of being neglected to contact the NSPCC helpline so we can alert the authorities to quickly step in and help those in need."
A new clinic dedicated to carrying out standard baby checks on newborns has opened within Blakeney Ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The clinic will provide a private space for new families whilst routine baby checks are carried out, giving families the opportunity to spend time with a doctor or midwife, asking questions before they return home from hospital.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor this week was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Simon Shirley. We also like to hear from you. So please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. That's all from Chatterbox this week. So from me, Robin, goodbye.
And from me, Jane Pratt, goodbye.